Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Around this time from USA Today, it's the Ravens Wire. OTA's back at it today. Out at one winning drive. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How you feeling today?
Good morning, guys. Feeling good. Yeah, OTAs, it's the final week here. Then you get into mandatory minicamp, and then you get that little hiatus before the team gets back on the field for training camp.
Now, we've been talking about Malachi Starks a lot here in the first hour of the show, now into Kevin, hour number two. And, you know, he was drafted to be a dude. First rounder to come in here and maybe free up Kyle Hamilton to do some stuff. And we haven't seen Kyle Hamilton since the first day of OTAs, but he'll be here next week for mandatories, we assume, by the way. But Malachi Starks, the versatility piece, brings what to Zach Gore, what he's trying to accomplish, and with Chuck Pagano bringing the grand poobah as well.
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, Zach Gore, this Ravens defense, loves positional versatility, positionless defense, I would say, and that's really, I think, what we're seeing throughout the NFL. But for the Ravens, having Malachi being able to play all over the field is huge. And you mentioned, you know, Kyle Hamilton, the duo that they hopefully are going to form for years to come in Baltimore. I think with Malachi, his instincts, his IQ is through the roof. He knows what he's doing and knows how to use his skill set to his advantage. And that's a really big thing in this defense. And for me, you know, the big thing with Malachi is just being able to pick up on the defense, which he has seemingly been able to do so far throughout OTAs. And it's going to be a process continually for him. But still, there are a lot of different things that Malachi brings to the table. You know, you can use them down in the slot if you want to. Obviously, you know, with him and Hamilton, you can put both of them deep. You can put Hamilton up at the line. You can move Hamilton all around. You can move Starks all around. So I'm excited because I think with Zach Gore, he has all these different pieces that he can move around the football field. And for him, I'm sure it's a dream to have a rookie like Malachi on the team, who, again, we heard nothing but good things. He was one of their Red Star prospects, and I think they're really excited to get him where they did.
Now, I was listening to Pat Ricard interviewed the other day, Kevin, and they were asking him, you know, how do you improve this number one offense? And he said improving penalties. That's the big thing. You know, improving penalties. And I think they were number one or number two in penalties offensively.
Yeah, I believe they're number one. Yeah, it was not good. And I remember, you know, during the season last year, you know, I'd come on and talk to you guys. And the big story was, oh, hey, the Ravens, especially during losses, like, hey, what's the reason the Ravens lost? Well, they had 10 penalties for 108 yards or 11 penalties for 120 yards. And it just felt like that. And you know, it wasn't all the offense. The defense had their fair share, too. But I think Patrick Ricard is right there, where we talked about it so many times where they would get, you know, an 8-yard gain on first down. They'd be in second and two. And then they would get 3 yards for a first down. But that was called back. And there was a holding call or an illegal formation call. And all of a sudden you go from second and two to second and 12. And then that just really just halts your momentum. And we saw that the Ravens had opportunities to get back into the games that they were in last season, or, you know, pull ahead in games that they lost, and they just couldn't do it because there was a really backbreaking penalty, it felt like, in every single one of those games. So I agree where, you know, we even heard early on that there were some false start penalties at OTAs. You obviously want to get that out now as they learn, you know, the nuances and everything, but penalties were a huge factor for the Ravens last season, and, you know, I hope we're not having that conversation again this year.
Kevin, you know who looks really good to me out there? I mean, his body looks so much better. Travis Jones. I mean, his lower body looks good, tight, you know, and upper body-wise, he got some guns, you know, and he just moving good. He looks like he's ready to have a big year.
Yeah, he's someone that excites me. I think a lot of guys on that D-line and just on the front seven, I think, are poised to have big years. And I think for Travis Jones, the fact that he can be a force both against the run and as a pass rusher, and a year three leap for Travis Jones, you know, it would be huge for them. So I think that for me, the Ravens have plenty of opportunities to, you know, get contributions. And even, you know, guys like Tavius Robinson and maybe Roderick Washington can step up this season. That would be big for them. But to me, I think that Travis Jones is one of the big X factors on that defensive line because, you know, we've seen him wreak havoc in the backfield. We've seen him wreak havoc as a pass rusher and, you know, use his skill set to his advantage. So I think for Travis Jones, especially with Nnamdi Madubuike there and Afeoye and, you know, the star power that they do have on that D-line, this is a big year for Travis Jones, and, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do with it.
Now, Kevin, a guy who kind of jumped out yesterday, showed a bunch of skill with TJ Tampa, made a nice play on the ball, you know, had an interception where he went up and got the football and showed some range and stuff. So he's kind of trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah, and I think for him, his rookie year being kind of injury-riddled the way it was, he didn't necessarily have that big of an opportunity. I'm not sure how big of an opportunity he would have gotten even if he was healthy. You know, it was more of a special teams year for him, to be honest there. But I think for TJ Tampa, there's an opportunity for him to potentially maybe surpass Shadobi Awuzie and maybe be the Ravens' third corner this year. Now, maybe they go out there and sign Jair Alexander and it'll be their fourth corner. That would be something else. But TJ Tampa has a really intriguing skill set. He's super physical. I think the ball skills are there for him. He can play the run, which is really good. So, you know, he's this guy that fits what Baltimore wants to do. And getting these reps in OTAs, I know everybody talks about attendance at OTAs and guys who are there, vets who are there or not. And look, it'd be great if everybody showed up to OTAs all the time and that's what it is, but it's voluntary, so I'm never going to bash a guy for not being there. But, you know, with guys not being there, it does give these younger players opportunities to get reps with the ones, figure things out, and, you know, continue to build. You know, does a Lamar Jackson need OTAs? You know, not necessarily. Does Derrick Henry need OTAs? Not necessarily. But, hey, you know who's it's really beneficial for? A guy like TJ Tampa who's trying to, like you said, make a name for himself. So I think with the skill set is there, they got him in the fourth last year, which was an absolute steal, and I think that we'll see why this year.
And another guy who had a real nice practice yesterday, Tyler Loop. I mean, he got a powerful leg, and you know, watching him on both fields, he didn't miss a kick.
Yeah, it seems like that's the trend so far through OTAs, which is big news, especially because, you know, we mentioned with Justin Tucker for all those years, the consistency on the field for him and, you know, the powerful leg, like you said, where you could, for the majority of Tucker's career, obviously outside of last year, when he was on the field from 50-plus, he really felt good about it, which a lot of NFL teams can't say. So transitioning from that into a rookie kicker is going to be, it's going to be different. But to me, there will be those pressure moments where there'll be learning experiences. And, you know, we've heard that from Eric DeCostley. We've heard that from John Harbaugh where, you know, there's technically a competition out there, but unless Tyler Loop, you know, has the worst training camp you've ever seen, he's going to be their kicker this upcoming year. And I'm excited for it because, you know, the Ravens and their evaluation process with kickers, they know what they're doing. They have a lot of guys who know a lot of things about, you know, the specific traits they want out of a kicker. So I think that Loop will be good for them. There will be definitely hiccups and, you know, some up and down experiences because of the inexperience. But when it's all said and done, I have confidence that with his leg and, you know, with the fact that he's looked good so far through OTAs, and it's just OTAs, but at the same time, there is something you can take away from that.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, what's happening on the Ravens wire?
Yeah, just rounding out OTAs here, trying to talk about which guys can maybe have big impacts for the Ravens this year, underrated guys that could step up and maybe have bigger roles than people anticipate, and just getting ready for that mandatory minicamp to come down the pipeline next week.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
Thanks, Kev.
Appreciate you guys.
There's Kevin Allstriker. Come back. Got the whip around. Stanley Cup Finals Game 3 took place last night. Blowout, but drama nonetheless. And we'll talk Orioles with Andy Koska. Baltimore Banner, 11:30. Birds, Tigers coming up tonight. BBT, live from Pickles outside. Oh, my God. It'll be like we're revisiting an old friend. That starts at 5:30.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the whip around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny at 81.057 The Fed. Stanley Cup playoff finals. Game 3 last night. Went back to Florida. Series tied at a game apiece. And it turned out to be, as we like to say here on the show, a puffy pants affair.
Here's Lundell off the faceoff. In behind the net, trying to throw it in front. Took a funny hop. Bershanovich scores. He's got another. And it's another early goal. In the Stanley Cup Final.
Sportsnet on the call.
Yeah, he scored early. And Bob, here's
it's
the thing.
It's Marchand.
Yeah, Marchand. You know, here's the thing about that game. It was a blowout, 6-1. It was, third period was not hockey. It was, you know, intimidation, fighting, whatever. There was, Edmonton had 85 minutes of penalties. Florida had 55. How about power play opportunities? 11 for Florida. And 6 for Edmonton. I mean, the first period, there was never 5-on-5. It was penalties back and forth. And Edmonton, or Florida got, of their 6 goals, 3 power play goals. So, I mean, and Skinner, they took Skinner out in the third period. They benched him. So, that's probably the worst Edmonton's played in a long, long time. And McDavid and Draisaitl were pretty much non-factors in that game. Florida was just dominant. I mean, they were hitting everything. I mean, they were controlling, totally controlling the play. And Bobrovsky played great, you know. So, game four, a Thursday night, Bob. I mean, Edmonton, this is a must-win for Edmonton. Although, you know, I say that, but they were down 3-0 last year. But, I mean, to go down 3-1 going back, especially losing two in a row, I think it'll be tough, especially when you get blown out. So, it was not great hockey last night.
Verhaeghe and Reinhart both had a goal and an assist in that one, and Marchand scored in every goal, every game.
Yep.
In this Stanley Cup
37
final.
Years old.
2-1 right now, defending Stanley Cup champions over the Oilers. NBA Finals resume tomorrow night. That series tied at a game apiece as Oklahoma City blows out Indiana on Sunday. We had Sean Devaney from Heavy.com on yesterday to talk about it. The Pacers have lost game three in every series in the playoffs.
Wow.
First series against Cleveland and then against New York. Remember, they blew a 20-point lead in that game. So that could bode well for OKC. I don't think trends really matter. I think the Thunder are going to handle their business here in Indiana. But we'll see how Indiana responds to Oklahoma City's thumping a couple of nights ago. That's tomorrow, and we'll talk about it, of course, as we get closer to tip-off. It's the Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass. Oh, real quick, hockey news. TJ Oshie retired from the NHL.
Yep, Oshie retired. He didn't play at all this year, but he had a hell of a career. They won a Stanley Cup. Good dude. And then even, we forgot to mention it yesterday, Spencer Carberry, the coach of the Caps, the day before, won the NHL Coach of the Year. So the Caps had some news.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, the news was they didn't get to the Stanley Cup Finals, but it's kind of in line with their history outside of 2018. Today's June 10th. By the way, happy birthday to Robbie at Robbie's First Base, and happy birthday to my buddy Joe Griffith now in a new dimension. So, Joe, wherever you are, happy birthday to you. This day in Orioles history. Let's see, 1983, Fenway Park. Birds shut out the Red Sox 3-0. Gary Renicki went deep. Benny Ayala, 2-for-4 with a ribby. Storm Davis, 3-hit shutout for the eventual World Series champions. 1997. Also at Fenway Park, the wire-to-wire Orioles. Doubleheader sweep of the Red Sox. 7-2 game one. Rafael Palmeiro, 3-for-4 with a homer, 3 ribbies. Scott Erickson goes 7-2/3. Picks up his 9th win of the year. Game two, 4-2 Orioles. B.J. Surhoff, Jeffrey Hammonds went deep. Cal Ripken, 4-for-4 with a ribby. Arthur Rhodes gets the win in relief. Randy Myers, who was great that year, picked up his 20th save. And then 2 years ago today, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Orioles beat the Royals 6-1. Adam Frazier, now back in Kansas City, ironically enough. He had a 2-run homer. Gunner went deep. Cole Irvin, remember him? Mm-hmm. He picked up the win as the eventual American League East champions beat Kansas City 6-1 on this day, just 2 short years ago. Current day Orioles taking on the first place Tigers tonight. We'll get into all of that and more with Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner. And then the Funhouse, Dolan McGraw. Then Vinny's off to one winning drive as the Ravens get ready for yet another OTA day. Now, just because someone doesn't show up for the first day doesn't mean they can't come the second day, right?
I would think that guys that wanted to travel on Monday, they'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
We might see, as Hank Stram would say, matriculating in at a one winning drive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On the road trip through Seattle and Sacramento, but it didn't feel like a 4-2 after the way the A's series ended. Here to talk about that more from the Baltimore Banner. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back Andy Koska. Andy, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Now, a couple weeks ago, I mean, you wrote a story in the Banner about Brandon Hyde and his final days as the Orioles skipper and how things kind of got a little bit disjointed there. And it's never a fun thing when the manager who had, you know, taken you to the playoffs 2 years in a row, had taken you to three straight winning seasons, which hadn't happened in bazillion years, he's made the fall guy, if you will. But, you know, as you did the investigating and you wrote the thing, how many more layers to it were than the Orioles just sucking and somebody had to be held accountable? Was this thing kind of a festering end?
You know, I think a lot of it comes down to, as you said, I mean, there has to be a move of some sort to liven up a clubhouse, be it, you know, DFAing a veteran player, which, you know, we ended up seeing with CNL Perez. If it is, you know, firing a manager, that tends to be not a magic bullet by any stretch of the imagination. It doesn't fix everything, but that's what, you know, the organization decided was the correct way to go. Naturally, it doesn't necessarily change the messaging. You know, the coaching staff around him is you know, still the same GM. So it doesn't really change that much. But it is, again, I mean, it is a different voice and it is a wake up call. Major wake up call. So what we've seen since is about 500 ball, maybe a game or two better than that, under Tony Manzolino. That is, you know, if the season had started on May 19 or whatever the day was, you'd feel pretty good about it, where the Orioles record is, but they have such a hole to dig out of that, you know, they need to play from now until the trade deadline. They need to play at an incredibly high level to even be 500. So we'll see how this all plays out. It's going to be a tough path. 4-2 road trip was a good step, yet you lose two in Sacramento. And that dulls the shine a little bit because you cannot afford to miss winnable opportunities, and those absolutely were.
You mentioned Tony Manzolino, Andy. You're around the team all the time. How has he grown into the job, given the, you know, the sudden abrupt end to Hyde, and then they get thumped in that Kyle Gibson game, his first one where he was the one that had to address the media after the fact? How has he grown into this gig, given, you know, the unfortunate circumstances of him getting it in the first place?
Yeah, I don't envy the position of Tony Manzolino. I mean, this is not something that he wanted. I mean, he was open, very open about that fact in his, you know, first press conference as interim manager. And he was not trying to get this job. I think he has grown in some ways. I think especially with his statements, you know, to us in scrums, he is maybe a little bit more measured, a little less shoot from the hip honest, which, you know, for better or for worse. I, of course, love a completely open and honest interviewee. Those are the you know, most fun guys to talk to. But Tony's been doing a good job dealing with that aspect of the job, which is only twice a day. In fact, you know, it was funny. He said during the game, you know, there's so much support from other members of the coaching staff that it's not necessarily, you know, obviously we all look at the manager as the guy that he makes the final call and Tony Mancino will make the final call. But, you know, a lot of times when it comes to pitching decisions, you know, that's Drew French, that's Mitch Plassmeyer, that's Ryan Klemek. That's a trio of pitching coaches and an analyst that help determine whether, okay, now is the time to take out this guy. So it's not Tony alone. And I think he, the entire time he's been doing this, has emphasized the fact that he is going to lean on the experts in certain areas and you know, the pitching experts, you know, are playing a large role, obviously, and they did under Hyde too. That's not necessarily a change. I think it sometimes gets missed. And people don't necessarily realize that, you know, when there are adjustments, when you bring someone in from the bullpen, it's not somebody shooting from the hip. It's a lot of minds going together just to determine which matchup they want.
Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner, talking about the Orioles here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Birds and Tigers coming up tonight, 6:35, start of a homestand that hopefully has great success like Adley Rutschman has so far, Andy, in the month of June. 417 batting average, OPS pushing almost 12, got a couple home runs there. So what's going on with Adley? Where did this come from all of a sudden when everyone was ready to trade him, bring up Samuel Basayo, and just wash your hands of this guy?
You know, I always it's funny, you know, when seeing the trade Adley stuff, because obviously that's the last thing Baltimore should be doing at this situation. But a lot of it is it comes down to timing at the plate. His timing was off earlier in the year. We saw in Seattle he ditched a toe tap during his load, so now it's just a standard up down instead. You know, previously this season, he would draw his front foot up, tap it as part of his load back toward his back leg, and then fire forward again. Some people, that helps timing. We saw with Jackson Holliday what a toe tap did for his timing. For Adley, I think maybe it mixed up his timing a little bit. He has been a little bit less. When asked about that, he doesn't, you know, put everything on the toe tap or no toe tap. He thinks, you know, this is just more, you know, everything is more complicated than that. It most likely is. It's the way, you know, baseball swings are. But even before the, you know, the ditching of the toe tap, if you look at his last 30 games, he's hitting about 280. So this is a better sample size than just June. Obviously he's been terrific this month, but you know, the six games in June, wherever it is, if you look at, you know, a little bit longer, his performances have been trending this way for quite a while. So I think we are seeing an improved Adley Rutschman. That's big for this lineup. Couple that with, you know, Ryan O'Hearn, Jackson Holliday continuing to be an impressive hitter lately. Gunnar Henderson, who, it's funny to say he's been underperforming, but, you know, a 750 OPS or whatever he's at is for him a little low. I think the top part of this order is showing good strides lately, and that's a good thing for this team. Of course, they had to figure out how to hit against left-handed pitching, because, you know, even if the miraculous happens and they end up going to the playoffs, which is a long way to go before that, before he can even really think about it. A team can know that they really need to just start a left-handed pitcher, and it seems to throw the entire thing off. So we'll see how that mends as the season goes on, and as players get healthy and start to come back. We should see Jordan Westberg, if not today, tomorrow, and that's a obviously benefit to this lineup against either hand. That's a big issue for this lineup, and it's kind of hard to fathom why that's the case.
Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner. Andy, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. Have fun at the yard this week.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. Andy Koska, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the Pine House briefly, and then he's off to one winning drive. Get his thoughts on what he's looking to see today. Maybe we'll see some familiar faces who haven't been there in a while. I mean, I guess we'll get a status report on Bo Braid. Unfortunate what happened to him yesterday with the leg injury, but what else is Vinny going to be watching? I mean, we'll be talking to you at 1 o'clock, but what else is happening?
1:30 today.
We got Jason Cole at 1:30.
Oh, okay.
No, 1 o'clock?
Jason's at 1, Vinny at 1:30.
Okay, there we go. We got all straightened out in real time. How about that? But what are you looking for?
Well, I like yesterday when I went out there, I didn't know what I was looking for, and then all of a sudden you see TJ Tampa, making plays. Wester continues, to make plays. And then, getting a chance to see Tyler Loop kick in a team activity was pretty damn good. So, I just like to watch, who jumps out. And, Bob, I did watch yesterday a job. I mean, at times, he looks really athletic. And at times, it's like he looks like he's painting by the numbers again. I mean, so I hope he can stack plays, just stack each rep. He's got to stack good reps. Whereas like Mike Green, when you watch him, I kind of like to watch the D-line drills and stuff, and watch how they come off the ball and how they bend, those kind of things. Because Ajabo and Owe look totally different than Mike Green looks.
Nolan, what's on your mind on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
Well, Vinny and even Kevin Ostreicher got me thinking more about Travis Jones here and what a potential breakout could look like for him. And I kind of compare it to Justin Madubuike a little bit. In his third professional season, that's when he kind of sprouted into more of a every game starter, which is what Jones more so was last year. But Madubuike had 5.5 sacks. So I'm kind of interested to see, is Travis Jones just that really stout run-stuffing guy that you still lean on as a starter, or can he take it to the next level and get a little more pass rush production? I mean, we're not looking for the world here, but 4 or 5 would be huge when we're expecting big things from the outside already.
I totally agree. And the thing about it is, Nolan, is that out of college, he's got that initial quickness. He's got the ability, to do that. And, his body looks in great shape, conditioning-wise and stuff, stamina-wise, and just because, if you've got guys coming from the outside, he's going to get some garbage sacks. But, just being in great shape is going to be big for him. But he looked physically, that dude is big and looks good.
He gets the 5.5 sacks, whatever it is. What does that do for his financial life?
It hoses the Ravens, probably. I mean, it kind of takes them out of – can you pay 2D tackles?
They gave Washington money a couple years ago, too.
And then you got Owe you'd have to – let's just say, Bob, that – let's say Travis Jones gets 6 sacks. Owe gets 10. Can't pay them both. And you got to pay Hamilton, you got to pay Linden. There's a lot of dudes you got to pay. That's good problems to have, because that means you're pretty good.
Hey, real quick, another birthday throw out there. Ken Singleton.
Ooh, happy birthday, Ken.
Sweet swinging Kenny Singleton, Oriole Hall of Famer, a legend. He is going into the birthday world himself. So blow out those candles. You're only 32 years old, Ken Singleton. You can make this happen. All you want to go to Funhouse, you want to wait till next hour. Right.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says, I want Sam Bassayo up here as much as anyone. But if we're ordering the catchers on this team right now, I would put Maverick Hanley ahead of Gary Sanchez. Offense is not what I'm looking for from a backup catcher. Sanchez wasn't hitting anyway. Hanley seems to have a better connection with these pitchers and is just hungry to be in the majors.
Yeah, one of the turnarounds, as I believe a texter or caller pointed out a couple weeks ago, is Hanley back there kind of framing and calling a good game, and everyone seems comfortable throwing to him, and he has been in the organization for a few years. But Gary Sanchez, he's been a dud. Was brought in to replace McCann because they wanted more offense from that spot. They knew he wasn't going to be McCann defensively because Adley's not McCann defensively. But boy, what a turd he was early. Now when he comes back, and that should be soon, he's been dealing with a wrist injury that he said he suffered a couple years ago with the Padres. We'll see if that right-handed power. We all recall O'Neill, Sanchez, Laureano were brought in to hit lefties. And none of them are really doing that, even though Laureano's been, I got no problem.
Jordan Westberg expected to be back tonight. Who gets sent down? Others on the way as well, so there'll be a lot of roster movement in the next couple weeks. Texter here says, am I the only one that feels like every time these young guys start to progress or show signs of turning it on, they get benched or sent back down? Do not touch Kerstad or Mayo when these other injured players come back. They need to keep developing for better or worse.
So is that a Emmanuel Rivera bye-bye?
Well,
See you later.
I guess he doesn't care as long as it's not Kerstad or Mayo.
Because Westberg's going to take over at third. Mm-hmm. Then you got Gunnar and you got Holiday, O'Hearn, and I guess Mayo will be your duo at first base. So Emmanuel Rivera may have seen the last of him. We'll wait for that corresponding move when Westberg gets called up, as Andy just told a couple minutes ago, either today or tomorrow.
And last text for now says, I'm chalking up Thursday's finale already as a loss with Skubal on the mound. So taking game one, even more important, Cade Povich needs to settle down, prove that he can get through a lineup more than once without traffic on the base paths.
And not only, well, I would assume Detroit's going to be favored in most of this series, but Skubal, the K to walk rate is off the charts. You don't walk anybody. Like 93 Ks and 3 walks in his last 7 starts or something crazy like that. Still hitting 100 on the gun late. And he wasn't a number one pick. Casey Mize was. Jackson Jobe was a top pick. Skubal was like middle of the draft kind of guy.
6th round pick.
Yeah. And he has kind of blown up. People didn't even know who the hell he was a year ago. And now here he is becoming a stud of studly proportions. He was the Cy Younger, and the Orioles are going to see that reality. Look, scrub left-handers get the Orioles out. This guy's as good as it gets. We'll come back. News from the Nest. We just talked about Travis Jones. We'll get into him. Vinny's off to one winning drive. Got buy or sell. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? And we'll talk about the Tigers with Jason Beck from MLB.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip.
Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.